This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to have State Representative Eric Lucero with me today. And we are going to be talking about the red flag policies which undermined the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They call them laws. They're not laws because anything contrary or in stark contrast to the law, the U.S. Constitution, is null and void, as we all the well know. As if that's not true, friends, go ahead and read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people in this country. So in just a couple of minutes, we're going to pull Eric up with us, friends. We've got much to cover. If you want to check us out online, you can do that. You can go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front page there. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. If you go to the right side of the page, you can see Equipping the Saints. We just posted this. It's a download of a program called My War, which aired on national television for 42 weeks. Go ahead and click onto it. Your resource. It is a Christian's treasurer. I mean, it's a plethora of simplicity and understanding when it comes to the things of the kingdom of God. Remember, the model of heaven is a child, and that's exactly what we've done, friends, is brought it so everybody and anybody can understand the gospel in so many different ways. Check that out on Equipping the Saints on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as you can well see. And then there's a five-part series there. You listening to us in 135 cities, same thing for you. Go ahead and check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go to the right side of the page, you can see those outlets. Listen carefully, friends, because I get them all the time, and it's very frustrating. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are always over on that platform. No matter where we're deplatformed, Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, whatever the case is, we're always going to have some sort of an outlet on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The first thing you need to do when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, is to subscribe. Subscribe. I just got some calls this weekend. Bradley, we look for you and we look for you and we just can't find you. Well, let me say it again, real slow. sonsoflibertymedia.com. The social media platforms are over there. After you subscribe, go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. Again, the same thing goes for beforeitsnews.com. Click onto that platform and you can join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. which our republic rests. And we're going to get to this video real quick, friends. I want to play some audio video for you. I will narrate through this video. It's what took place in Santa Cruz, California, just recently. It's less than 3 minutes. The Daily Caller actually promoted this video, and it shows you when a bunch of young people walk into a Trader Joe's in, again, Santa Cruz, California, without a mask on, friends. Can you define stupid for me, anybody? Check it out, Webster's 1820 dictionary. Check out the word stupid. It defines out as dull and insensible. Tell me if this is what you see. We got a bunch of kids walking into a Trader Joe's, and it tells us as to how the chaos begins. You can turn that down a little bit. Then what happens is all the employees in Trader Joe's, they begin to turn on the people that are not going along with this perpetuated pandemic. And notice again, friends, especially to the viewers, and I'm saying this to the listeners as well, they're young people that are defying this. But again, we have Trader Joe's employees turning on their own customers. I guess this is the new business plan, friends. Turn on your customers that don't pretend with the unconstitutionalities of their said governor. It's interesting to note. Can you turn that down a little bit, please? It's also interesting to note, Gavin Newsom has received over 100,000 votes in recalling him, 100,000 more votes than were needed to have him recalled. But you always have the people, and keep in mind, friends, regardless of the Supreme Court, regardless of the federal courts, regardless of the Supreme Courts in the state of Minnesota, what's happening, friends? They are educating the people. Read Judges 2:16. The judges in the country are educating the people as to what's happening with the governors and the mayors, as I've highlighted so many times, that what they're doing is illegal. These individuals are going into Trader Joe's in Santa Cruz, and you literally have these useful idiots known as employees at the Trader Joe's ripping out of the hands of these customers the food, saying, "You're not going to buy our food." They won't even take their money. And then they're standing at the door turning on their own customers, friends. You cannot make this up, okay? Regardless if it's legal or not, you have these corporations that, instead of standing up against the governors, are turning on their own customers, friends. Again, friends, you cannot make up what's happening here. This is happening in the United States of America. We're fighting the wrong people, friends. Oh, how the powers that are tolerated in the United States of America, oh, how happy they are. How the American people are being laughed at when they see videos like this, where the American people don't have enough common sense to understand that you're being pitted one against another to your own demise. We, my friends, are doing this to ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. Now, I do believe that we have a hard break coming up, but I do want to play a little bit more of this video here. You don't have to play the audio. I just want these people to see the video for those that are on social media platforms, and so they can see how ignorant the people have become in the state of California. Now, keep in mind, Governor Gavin Newsom, this is brand new news, he's received 100,000 more votes to have him recalled than what were necessary, okay? So the good people in California are rising up against this tyrant. So is the Supreme Court, so are the state courts, so are federal judges, and this applies to the United States of America, but you still have the new business model, namely Trader Joe's in Santa Cruz, California here, that are turning on their own customers. Okay? You're not buying anything from us, they said. They won't take their money. They're kicking them out of the store. They're standing in front of the store. Folks, we have to get this right, okay? Else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. And that is not a joke. We're going to come right back with State Representative Eric Lucero, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have with us today, friends, State Representative Eric Lucero. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
It is going really good. Thank you for the opportunity to join you once again.
I'd love to have you. We are on 1530 AM. I don't know if your friends know that or not, Eric Lucero, but it is a strong signal, and it goes all the way from Shakopee, Minnesota to St. Cloud, Minnesota, at least west and south that direction, and it is a very strong signal. So do let your friends know next time if you haven't already.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, again, I appreciate you, Eric, very much. What I want to do is I want to kick this off. I actually found a video, audio, and it is from Senator Jeff Howe, and he's talking about Governor Walz's anti-gun proposal. And, I'll just do my best to go ahead and let him tell you what needs to be said here. And let's go ahead and listen in.
I'm Senator Jeff Howe from District 13, Rockville, Minnesota. Did you see Governor Walz's budget? Did you look at the fine print? He's trying to sneak in gun registration into our budget. And he didn't talk about the red flag law that he's also got in our budget. These are policy issues that should be discussed in legislation. But he's sneaking it into the budget and trying to slide it in as part of the budget and make us fund it. Without talk, he didn't talk about it at the press conference. But here we go. He wants to register every gun in Minnesota. Gee whiz, go look at Venezuela. First thing they did, confiscated all the guns. Then guess what? Then they took away, people were starving. They had nothing to do. Look at Venezuela today. That could happen right here in the United States. And this is the first step. Once they know where all the guns are, guess what? Only the bad guys are going to have guns because they're not going to register their firearms. So we tried to warn folks that this was going to happen with this governor. No one would believe us. Now look at the facts. Here it comes. We're going to have red flag laws where, gee whiz, all I got to do is, if I don't like it, I'll just make a call to law enforcement. They're going to come get your guns. No questions asked. Then we'll take you to court. No, I think due process says first you go to court, then you come get the guns. Let's make sure that due process is followed. Let's not let gun registration, universal gun registration, take a hold. Let's protect our Second Amendment gun rights. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so we have State Representative Eric Lucero. That was State Senator Jeff Howe making us aware of what's going on at the state capitol. Of course, it applies here in Minnesota, but I want to let you know it's in your back door, too, as well. And if it isn't, well, just keep in mind, if you want peace, prepare for war. So Eric Lucero, going back to this video that I just played by Senator Jeff Howe, what say you in response to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota?
This is not just Minnesota. This is a nationwide effort by progressive radical leftists to usurp our Constitution through backdoor gun confiscation and universal registration, like the senator mentioned, to advance their goal. Because they don't believe that an armed citizenry, that a citizenry that has the ability to defend themselves against a tyrannical government should be trusted. Only they themselves and government, which is their religion, should be trusted.
Okay, so let me just beg the question, which everybody's thinking about, that needs to be asked here. Where are they deriving that delegated authority in doing so?
Through a usurping of the Constitution.
Okay.
Like you mentioned in your opening comment, shall not be infringed.
Yeah.
What part of shall not is not understandable?
Well, when you're on the floor, let's say you're addressing the floor, what is the response that you're getting from these said individuals that mean to implement the unconstitutional, un-American implementations of, well, let's strip them of their rights? What is the response from these people, Eric? I'm curious.
To obfuscate, to beat around the bush, to claim ignorance. And in fact, you did not play the clip, but there was a clip from, I think it was 2019. I am a member of the House Public Safety Committee, so unfortunately, I see all of these terrible gun confiscation bills firsthand up and close. And so there was a clip from the Public Safety Committee, again, I think it was 2019, where one of my colleagues, state representatives, and this will be near verbatim, she said, "What is wrong with gun registration? It's just what we do. It's what we should do, because government should know where and who has the guns." And she was, unquote, she was completely serious. And it is just, and so then my response with a video clip that I did, I put it up on social media. My response that went viral, and it's just, and here's what I said. Representative, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting or target shooting. The Second Amendment exists to protect ourselves, a free people, against a tyrannical government. That is why it is there. That is why gun registration should not be in place, because it only allows the government to know which citizens to come after if they decided to want to usurp our individual liberty. And she just couldn't grasp it. So to answer your question, what do they say? What do they do? They either don't care, or they try to play ignorance, or they count on a media to not get the truth out there.
That's right. Samuel Adams, who was a son of liberty, Eric, said back in the Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788, he said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." And yet, for some reason or another, they want us to believe that we need some new interpretation of what the Second Amendment says and what it actually means, all the while knowing, when we do a little history as to why our forefathers established the Second Amendment, it of course shoots down, no pun intended, everything that they mean to, well, basically get a foot in the door in an attempting to strip the American people from the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
That's spot on. And the senator had mentioned, look what happened to Venezuela. It's not just Venezuela. It's the history of humanity. It even goes before the invention of firearms. if a government wants to usurp individual liberty and take rights away from people in an authoritarian manner, they first disarm them.
That's
right. It goes all the way back to the days of swords and knives and spears. They disarm the people so they can't defend themselves, and then they advance their authoritarian policies.
Well, that's exactly it. And I guess what, again, begs the question here, Eric, and this comes down to the basic elements of common sense within all of us. Why is it that 330 million people in this country are even letting them have a debate when it comes to the Second Amendment? Because as for me and my house, they can go ahead and say whatever they want to say. They can go ahead and attempt to do whatever they want to do, but I'm not disarming. And when the American people stand up and say, no more, and if that's not enough, then, well, what we need to do is we need to impeach them and we need to prosecute them for their crimes against we the people, because it really doesn't get any more blatantly obvious as to what we're seeing here. We have a bunch of said individuals that are working for special interest groups. This we know. We see them working against the U.S. Constitution in a foreign manner. And it's interesting, Eric, and it's interesting, listeners, that they are sitting there with armed detail as they're trying to create bills that usurp our God-given rights in hopes that, you know, out of their good graces, maybe we can have one too if we behave ourselves and subjugate ourselves to the next new tyrant.
Whether it be the politicians or whether it be the Hollywood or other elite that are promoting these violations of the Constitution, they themselves travel around with an entourage of armed guards. Yep. They live in neighborhoods with fences that keep people out, and they have the protection that they do not want the rest of us to have.
Okay, so without getting caught up into that, which is unconstitutional, as we may end up getting into a debate where we actually gut the pith and marrow of the Second Amendment, what say you to the people that are listening right now to bring about a resolve to the corruption in politics rather than sitting there fighting back and forth with a bunch of people that we already know don't work for the people anyways?
There are several groups that are working hard to get awareness campaigns out, to coordinate, and to keep track of these bad bills so the people, when they come before committees or when they come before floor votes, that people are able to show up.
Okay.
My number one recommendation for anybody, no matter what state you are in, become a participant, get on the mailing list of those organizations that are working to coordinate efforts to get our voice amplified.
Okay, so in saying that, and I got a hard break coming up on me in just a couple seconds here, I'd go back to the American people again and say, how is it that we've let it go this far? And Eric, what happens during this last segment here? What happens in end? What happens when we just say, no, we're not going to comply with you anymore because the Constitution's not on your side, nor is the Bill of Rights?
There's power in numbers. They want to divide and conquer. That is the reason why the media has a concerted agenda, whether it be the Second Amendment or many of the other host of issues, to make us falsely believe that we're isolated and we're the only ones
that
have our belief system.
That's exactly right. Folks, we're talking to State Representative Eric Lucero. We're going to come right back. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is letting Americans know that stimulus checks are on the way. The New York Democrat says $1,400 checks for the majority of Americans will be here soon.
They'll be here in about 2 weeks, give or take a few days. So people won't have to wait months and months and months. It'll be right in their pockets.
President Biden set to make his first primetime address to the American people on Thursday night.
The president will deliver his first primetime address to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting that Biden is expected to talk about the success of the vaccination program. Fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. The CDC director saying they can do so without face mask or social distancing. This is USA Radio News. There are now more than 29 million coronavirus cases in the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, the death toll is above 525,000. Worldwide, there are around 117 million cases and more than 2.5 million deaths. Tragedy strikes at an Ohio fraternity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because of an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter of the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares in his family and friends' sorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the social media platforms on the right, click on, join us on Top Chat, go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page there. These are the two outlets that I know of. Tim's got others set up, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. We appreciate your viewership and your listenership in 135 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. All that other good stuff, that's not for accolade, that's my thank you to everybody that's making it possible in the ways that you are in so many different ways. We have our friend, State Representative Eric Lucero online with us, and we're just shooting from the hip right now as to what's going on in Minnesota. And rest assured, friends, it applies to everybody all across the country in one way or another. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere, and we need to bring forth the law to execute judgment upon the heads of the wicked so we could have righteousness and peace within the gate. Check out Isaiah 51, verse 4. And with that said, I just, during the break, brought my bride in who had some questions for Eric Lucero concerning what's going on now within the education system. So, Stephanie, have at it. Eric's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eric, for jumping on the show with us today. We totally appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And so, obviously, there's so many things going on in our world today that we're combating, and we're combating it, it seems like, left and right. I mean, there's no shortage of things to do. But something concerning for Minnesotans, and, of course, what's concerning in one state eventually passes on to another state, so it concerns all of us as Americans. But particularly for those people who are in Minnesota, it's House File 874. Now, according to HSLDA, as they put it, this is a proposed constitutional amendment threatening to abolish all private education in Minnesota, including homeschooling.
Unthinkable.
Unthinkable.
Yep.
The Education Policy Committee actually held a meeting on this today, a hearing on this today. Basically, this bill, according to Mache and HSLDA, will rewrite Minnesota's Constitution to read that, quote, all children have a fundamental right to a quality public education as measured by uniform achievement standards set forth by the state, according to HSLDA. Now, I'm just going to read a little bit so people kind of have the idea, Eric, and then you can go ahead and respond with what Minnesotans need to do and, of course, what's going on with it. You see right there in front of you, in front of your view. So Mache says this proposed amendment to the Minnesota Constitution would erase parental educational rights and officially give them to the state. Mache, in concert with HSLDA, strongly opposes this amendment. Now, this is a significant threat to the current status and authority of local school boards and parents. The state already has an existing constitutional obligation to provide for a uniform and efficient system of public schools. The amendment adds the, quote, paramount responsibility to ensure a child's right to state-defined quality schooling defined by state standards. Now, basically, we oppose this because this amendment maintains that the significant change here is a state government calling a quality public education a, quote, right without any clear definition of who decides or how quality is defined. This effectively removes the power of parents and local school boards to determine what they want for their own children. It places all educational authority in the court system or state inspectors where, quote, quality will be defined. So this requires further legislation where decisions on curriculum, delivery, all these other things would have to be determined by the state. They consider it their paramount duty. So, Eric, what are you seeing take place regarding this bill? Again, for those of you who are listening, it's House File 874, and what can Minnesotans do to stop this going forward?
Well, a couple things here. I'll back up. There used to be an old phrase that said, so goes California, so goes the nation, right?
Yep, yep.
Unfortunately, I think that may have changed in some regards anyway, in a negative sense. So goes Minnesota, so goes the rest of the nation. I think we're seeing that with race relations and the hatred and division they're spewing. I think we're seeing that in regards to the lack of voter integrity that they're exporting from Minnesota to others. And this is yet another example, I think, this education. So right now, under the Minnesota Constitution, the reason I say that is I'm trying to make this particular topic applicable not just to Minnesota, but to the entire country.
Thank you.
So in Minnesota, we currently have, as part of our present Minnesota Constitution, the following language. Uniform system of public schools. The stability of a Republican form of government depending mainly upon the intelligence of the people, it is the duty of the legislature to establish a general and uniform system of public schools. A couple aspects there. Contrast that to what you just read, the proposal. First of all, what's in our current Constitution, it recognizes reality. We are a republic. And it recognizes the truth that the legislature is responsible.
Yeah.
And then it recognizes the third truth that establishing a uniform school, right, is the top level objective, but that we rely upon independent school districts, whereas unfortunately the word independent in independent school districts has been eroded over the decades.
Yep.
We rely upon homeschooling. We rely upon private schools to achieve that objective. But this proposed language talks about it's absent the type of government, it's absent the legislature, and that is spot on.
What? Can I insert something into that conversation?
Yeah.
This has been going on for a long time. I mean, first of all, the state does have no children. It has no children, but they're aggrandizing powers unto themselves to cause the people to be deceived into believing that they do have the power. They don't have the power. But what we've seen in this country far too long, how many decades, 6, 7, 8, 9 decades in this country now, where the federal government has come in, usurped authority, and they began to indoctrinate children in public schools, which they have no lawful authority in doing so. So I think it's just coming to the point where they have been incrementally dumbing down people, not just in the state of Minnesota, but across the United States, as well as the globe, now that I think of it. But it's interesting that they've been now so desensitized and dumbed down that the legislatures feel safe enough to actually aggrandize that power unto them, again, when it's never been delegated to them.
That's 100% right. And that, and this topic right here, the lack of education, we're no longer teaching classical education. We are teaching
indoctrination through social engineering, through social experiments, is what our indoctrination government schools have become. And that is why we're seeing everything we've spoken about in the last several times I've been on, whether it be the usurping by the executive branch, whether it be the Second Amendment we just spoke about. Why is this allowed to happen? It's because the population isn't being taught history, and therefore we are doomed, as the great philosopher Santiago said, to repeat history. Right? Another great philosopher said, human history teaches us that humans don't learn anything from history.
Yeah.
And so this is the reason the failing education system is what the progressives count on in order to implement what's already been tried and miserably failed in the past.
And if I can add to that, too, what they also count on is people's inaction. People complain about it. They'll, you know, maybe put something up on Facebook or talk to their coworker or family or friends about it.
Well, can you imagine that the stadiums being emptied on one Sunday across the United States of America? I mean, you have 60, 70, 80, 90,000 people in those arenas. I mean, they care more about a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball in tights than they do putting a stop to abortion, homosexuality, indoctrination, and the list goes on. And it really is for the people to stand up and put a stop to this.
Absolutely. If you're talking about what we're talking about, even during the show, the Second Amendment, you're looking at, you know, the rights of the parents to teach their children and so on and so forth.
Train them up in the ways that they should go.
Like the Bible says, you know, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. So we're being assaulted on all these fronts. But what we need to do is put, you know, feet to our faith and actions to our words. We need to call up our representatives, find who, you know, represents you in your area, in your district, and make some noise and say, we absolutely do not want this to go through. We oppose this, and say, you as our representative are supposed to represent us, and this is the will of the people, and we need to exert ourselves in that fashion, or to say some of the language, in order to kill it once and for all, because as you mentioned, they keep trying to push these things forward, and year after year after year, they do that with a
never wound what you cannot kill.
Yeah, keep bringing it forward. Yeah. It's up to us to say
Eric,
the lines in the sand.
Okay, so Eric, let's just say that we want to take the first step here in all the states concerning the listeners across the country right now. What are these people deathly afraid of? That the people will stand up? Is that true or is that not true?
The progressive left is deathly afraid of an educated population that can call them on the carpet through facts and is willing to take action. It is not an accident. This is by design. Number one, to dumb down the population with failing school districts. Number two, to divide and conquer, to inject hatred and division. Because when we are fighting amongst ourselves, we're distracted and not fighting against those who are seeking to erode our liberties. And that is the number one threat that they are working to diminish.
That's
educated populace and those willing to take action.
That's right. Well, there you have it, Steph.
Well, absolutely. Well, so I encourage everybody to find out, you know, in your district who represents you and to take action.
I want to kind of piggyback on something that Eric just said. It was actually Eleanor Roosevelt who said, pit race against race, religion against religion, prejudice against prejudice, divide and conquer, which is extracted from Scripture, Mark 3:25. And she goes on, we must not let that happen here. But yet, we, again, the responsible party, we the people, which are the government in this country, again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, it's interesting that it says, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And I'm talking to a state representative right now, friends, that's telling you just that. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, but that's not what they're doing anymore. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. Can you share with us, I want you to do me a favor, Eric, I want you to offend us with what you're seeing in the state capitol in the state of Minnesota concerning the issues that we're covering right now, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, there's a number of issues. For everything in the Minnesota specifically, and I suspect this is probably true across the nation because they have a boilerplate agenda that they're pushing from top down to all 50 capitals. But in Minnesota specifically, we are every single topic is the product of racism. So whether it be I sit in the Capital Investment Committee, the Public Safety Committee. So public safety, law enforcement, they're all racist and white supremacy. In fact, one testifier said, If you do not agree that white supremacy is prevalent in law enforcement across Minnesota, then your competency as an elected official should be questioned. Right? So in other words, I'm stupid if I don't believe what
exactly.
Steve was pushing.
Yeah, and we all understand that that came from Leon Trotsky. He was a Russian revolutionary who wanted to go ahead and browbeat people into submission. So these are the kind of tactics that they would use. Satan has nothing new under his belt, friends. He's Ecclesiastes 1:4. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
End of the Sons of Liberty. We have State Representative Eric Lucero with us. Again, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to be in Michigan, then we're going to be in Ohio, then we're going to be in Tennessee next month. That's actually this month.
Yep,
forgive
this
me.
Month.
Okay, so we're going to be there kicking it out. We're about 3 months out, so if you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You know, when I read the Second Amendments, I'm sorry, not the Second Amendment, forgive me, the Declaration of Independence, it makes four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it blows me away, Eric, that we have now said representatives in our government that actually want to barter back, if we submit ourselves to them, the freedoms that God gave us in the first place. Steph, you were just bringing a point up during the break.
You know, during the half-hour segment break, we heard this commercial, basically, or the newsreel letting us know that, hey, if you get vaccinated, you can hang out in a larger group with other people who are also vaccinated and not have to social distance or wear your mask. So it's just pushing you in that corner,
corralling you
to say, listen, the only way you're going to get your back to normal is by getting a vaccine. And they're leaving out our ability to choose, which is what we have as a free people. We don't have dictators pointing the finger and saying, you will do this.
Especially
we
when
have
you have
rights.
The likes. Consider the source of a Bill Gates, the unelected,
yep.
Unlicensed.
Not
same
doctors.
Thing with the WHO. Same thing with much of what we see with Mr. Fauci. And the list goes on and on. I'm just kind of curious where the government now believes that they've inherited the earth and it's theirs to give rather than our rights coming from God. Eric, what say you?
This is all part of an incremental conditioning objective. And just like you said, I have several bills that I've introduced in the Minnesota legislature in terms of preventing, for lack of a better term, a vaccination passport. Because I envision, whether it be government or big business, trying to influence culture by requiring proof of vaccination or passport in order to engage in commerce, business, or interact with the government. And if you don't have it, you'll be outside. Where else have we seen? Does this strike similar to if you don't have a mark, if you don't have the authorized mark, you will not be able to engage in commerce?
That's right.
Or your paper.
All too familiar of dictators of the past. And the first one that comes to my aid is, of course, the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. And people still haven't quite figured out as to what's taking place in this country, Eric. I do know that they were, or at least it came up in passing, that in the state of Minnesota alone, they were talking about mandating a face mask. And it's interesting, Eric, I don't know if you know this or not, but just last week, I had someone call up on live radio and ask me the question, what does it say on the manufacturer's box? And I pulled it up, I showed the viewers, and I read it to the listeners. And it says that these masks do not prevent COVID-19, nor do they prevent disease. But yet, if you post it on Facebook, they put the manufacturers into question by calling them liars. And
affecting the manufacturers own verbiage. Amazing.
Oh, they have. It's interesting. We have all of this information, Eric. How is it that the governors and the mayors in the United States of America, what is it that they didn't get the memo concerning the same information that we've gotten, or what's taking place?
Unfortunately, we've gotten to a point in our society where we are not making, or I should say not we, a significant number of people, influential or in public office, don't make decisions based on facts or truth. They make decisions, like the governor of Minnesota, based on political calculation.
Yeah. Do you remember, I need to make a point there because this just came up here in thought, because the first thing I thought of was, who does he work for? And now, folks, I'm putting these questions to Eric because I want Eric to answer to you. And Eric is in the middle of the snake pit, just for the record. So, you know, this is firsthand information. This isn't coming to you from somebody that heard something. No, this is a representative in the state of Minnesota telling you what he's sharing with you even today. But do you remember when Jesse Ventura became the governor of the state of Minnesota? Do you remember, and I played the audio, by the way, and the video, but do you remember when he was called downstairs into the basement by the CIA, and he said there was a circle of 30 of them that introduced themselves to him, and Jesse Ventura asked the question as to, what are you doing here? So when we're talking about Tim Walz and other said governors across the United States, you can see clearly they're not even answering to you guys, the senators, so on and so forth. Do you guys got an inkling, and I'm not talking to you, Eric, I'm talking more so to your colleagues down there, but do you guys have like a clue that he's not obviously staying within the scope of authority that he was delegated to by the people? I mean, you do understand down there that he's taking orders from some foreign power that's working against the United States, do you not?
He is taking orders from whoever is going to assist him in advancing his lust for power. And whatever's going to keep him in there in re-election. That's how he's taking his orders. It's political calculation and maneuver. Facts and truth need not be present. And in terms of the number of people, the legislature, absolutely. In the Senate side, the Republicans control the Senate. We have voted, or they, I'm not in the Senate, they have voted numerous times to end the powers. And in the House, it continues to be blocked. We're in the minority as Republicans.
How many times, Eric? How many times has it been voted up and it's been basically shot down?
In the House, we have voted it, I think, a dozen times, 12 times. And each of the times, Democrats continue to be to run defense for him.
And what kind of cover is the mainstream media giving to the governor?
They don't give the truth. The media is not about sharing facts and truth. It's about, again, advancing a political agenda. I have numerous examples that have happened to me personally, but here's just one example nationally. COVID-19, $1.9 trillion. How have you heard that reported? What are the headlines? It's the COVID-19 relief package, right?
Yep.
You know, just a fraction of it is COVID-related.
Yeah, that's right.
It has nothing to do with COVID.
I know.
So why is the media calling it
91%? That's
yeah,
right.
Why is the media calling it a COVID relief package when that's not what it is?
91% of that bill, Eric, and I know you know the stat here, 91% of that bill had nothing to do with COVID. Absolutely
exactly.
Nothing. Only 9%. That's right.
So then why are they not calling it what it is? Because they're trying to promote something that is more important to them than truth and facts, and that is a political calculation to grow government and shelter progressive hardcore radicals that are going to erode our liberty. That is what their agenda is.
And then that also, you can see how that's steered toward anyone who does tell the truth. They try to censor and squelch and make sure that their information doesn't get out. Anyone who's contrary to their narrative that they're pushing, which is what we're seeing
take place. In a totalitarian fashion,
today.
Might I add, yes.
Like a manufacturer trying to repeat their own product. That's squelching. That even though it's the truth, they run contrary. It runs contrary to what the larger agenda is.
It's astounding.
It's crazy. And
it's baffling is what it is. I want Eric, we got 2 minutes left. I just want Eric to encourage the people the right way. Put the cross on their back. Show them the hard way. But what's going to bring answers in their particular states, Eric? Encourage the people the best that you can, my friend.
Here is why we cannot give up. Because throughout human history, whether you're talking about ancient Israel, whether you're talking our own founding fathers in the American Revolution, or the multitude of examples throughout human history, it is not a majority that has made a difference. It is a remnant, just a remnant, that has altered the course of human history numerous times. And was it Winston Churchill? And I believe it was it a college graduation? I forget what it was, a commencement address where he said, never, 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 never give up.
And then
right?
he walked
that
out.
That is truth.
Yep.
No
yep.
matter what it looks like, no matter how bleak it is, we need to stand for truth, and the Lord will intervene. He
Amen.
Has intervened numerous times, and you have disruptors. You mentioned Jesse Ventura. President Trump was a disruptor. We never know what the course of human history is, how it's going to be altered with the perseverance of people willing to stand up and be bold for the truth.
Amen.
Well, like Samuel Adams says, it does not, it was said, he's not still with us, but like he
well,
said,
we're leaving
we're
out what he
on
said.
His torch.
Exactly, yeah.
He said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men because the heart is where everything, you know, comes out of and stems out of. But we do not need a majority, like you said. We just need a minority of people who believe that one man with God is the majority.
We need more Eric Lucero's.
Amen.
Boy, if that wasn't a high five, Eric, I don't know what was, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm humbled, absolutely.
I like steak and I like lobster, my friend. Eric, we're going to do this again, and I will talk to you soon. And I thank you so much for jumping on. And probably within the next couple weeks, we'll do this again with you, Eric.
Thank you
again,
so much.
Yep, we thank you, man. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, thank you to my bride, too, for jumping on. I know that there were some things that were bothering you over the weekend as to what's going on. It should bother you. If you have a conscience, my goodness.
Yep.
Conscience means with knowledge, folks. When you get that knowledge, you should be convicted by the Holy Ghost to stand up and right the wrongs. That's what the church is called to do. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.